welcome to Deep Dive with Deborah. I hope you enjoy the goodness that I brought to you today. And do stay with me to the end. Thank you. So on the previous episode of Deep Dive with Deborah, I said starting on this year, I was going to start bringing you people's stories. I mean, for a very long time, I've shared my views and my perspectives and my stories with you all. But now I'm going to be sharing different things with you, helping you see different issues through other people's stories, through other people's lights, and through other people's perspectives. So yes, this is me starting out this new journey with you all. And I do hope that you love and absolutely enjoy every part of the journey. Thank you. Okay, so welcome back to another episode of Deep Dive with Deborah. After ages, I think the last episode was in December, some days till the end of December. And one, I should be tendering different apologies right now. First, I'm really sorry the episode is just coming now because I'm still a student. So January was all exams and preparations for exams, all to like, I think the first week in February for me. So it was totally packed. So I could not do anything during those months. But now we are back.
We back.
Yes, we're back. So, and today is absolutely, oh, this is going to be amazing. I can't wait for you to delve into every single thing. And it's even much more interesting, much more amazing, because I have, oh my God, I have an awesome person sitting right in front of me. I'm so excited.
I'm so shy. God. I'm so shy.
Shy. I'm really excited. And with me today is my very, 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 put whatever approximation, whatever you want to do it. I have with me the wisdom.
Hi
people,
it's the wisdom of I.
Oh my God, did you even hear that? Did you? Oh my God. Okay, I'm going to hold myself.
Hi Debbie.
So today wisdom is joining me on today's episode, and we really can't wait for what we have to share with you today. And yeah, I think pretty quickly we'll get straight into it. No time to waste time. Time to check time. Okay, so I think, okay, let's start from, remember how when we were little,
right,
we used to, and PS, when we were little is because it's common, wisdom and I are exactly since we were
all together,
exactly, we grew up together, so it's definitely, you're definitely going to, so when I say when we were little, so when we were little we used to have I used to think ulcer. Yes, ulcer. Is this health condition?
Yes,
right?
It is.
The health condition, ulcer. I used to think it was cool.
Let's make it cool. Being ulceric.
Ulceric. Get it. Being ulceric. I used to think being ulceric was cool. Being under the umbrella
of ulcer
was cool. I used to think, which one again? Being asthmatic was cool. That one has a backstory. There was one of our primary school friends then that had asthma. And so he had fancy, what's it called?
Very fancy inhalers.
Inhalers.
The most fancy inhalers I've ever seen.
Honestly. So, I mean, it's understandable that we thought it was cool. So I wanted to have asthma then. Ah, Jesus. I wanted to have asthma. And also, I think also was because then some of our classmates that had ulcer, they used to get special treatments. Like they would bring their food, they would ask them, oh, you've not eaten, make sure you eat, and things like that.
Even up until this moment, you would have people have like very nice fancy drugs.
Exactly, for ulcer. And they'd be like, I mean, it looks nice. So we thought,
vitamin system.
Exactly.
I'm not using.
And then nobody's giving us attention. You hit, you don't hit, nobody.
Nobody cares.
And nobody cares, exactly. So we used to think that ulcer was really cool.
And glasses too.
And glasses would forever be the rave.
Glasses
would, for I think till now, glasses would forever be the rave.
It has been a thing from like time being, my mom told me a story of a particular leaf that has this juice that it secretes. So when you cut the leaf, there's this thing that comes out of it, and people would intentionally
put it in their eyes.
Yeah, she said they did that in our school at that time, so that they would, you know, the condition of their eyes would deteriorate today.
Oh my god!
Glasses. Yes, at that time. They would do that.
So imagine. So it's like spanning across generations.
Exactly.
I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon.
I don't think so.
I mean, because glasses are cool, so I don't really blame you if you really want to get glasses. Glasses are cool, and it's funny because somehow the things that we always want, then maybe we know we should have known, we should not look for them, because somehow we always have a way of meeting. Now I use glasses. I use glasses
and sometimes it's uncomfortable because
exactly
you're like,
I know. So what was I stressing?
Allergies too.
I thought allergies were cool, it seemed fancy. I have an allergy.
People around me, like 3-4 years ago, can bear me witness. I was literally praying for it. I would say, just one allergy. Let me just even have it. Because you would see movies now and people would say,
exactly,
oh, he has an allergy, blah, 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 and all of that. But you know, the thing is, it's a big problem.
It's actually a huge problem.
I remember like the first time I had an encounter with an allergy was with hazelnut. And I pray that's the only thing ever. Because I didn't want any allergy problem. And then, you know, normally I know they eat hazelnut. I don't eat.
Where do you the only thing we eat is groundnuts.
That's the only nut we have, and walnuts.
Exactly.
Those are the only nuts. So my mom got a peanut butter that had a little bit of hazelnut mixed with the normal peanut. And then we add it with bread. And then it was like a few hours later, I had this big inflammation all over my lips. It was like I did lip surgery.
Wow. Liposuction.
It was so bad. My cheeks were swollen. My lips, it was just And I had to start using nose masks everywhere. It was really, really, really bad. So I'm like, so this is that thing.
Exactly, that we always wanted. For.
And I was like,
we always wanted allergies. Nah. I mean, I thought it was cool. I think the first time I realized that allergies really is a big deal was I read a book. Mm-hmm. And so in the book, they were describing how this person was about to die and they could not find the EpiPen. And I'm like, hold up. Just 1 minute. Is it that this thing is actually not... And so I went on YouTube and I saw it and I'm like, God, I take back all the wishes. Right.
And if you are this person that is very scared of needles, I don't think you would even want it. Like,
honestly, exactly.
Do you see how they stab them?
It is stab. You stab.
You don't just put it nicely. They just stab it on your laps or somewhere.
So
and it's multiple needles, not just one needle.
Jesus Christ. You people that have allergies are really all the best for you. I'm never joining your gang. The glasses thing is more than enough.
It's not fancy.
It's not fancy anymore. So like these things we used to think, I mean, they were cool growing up, and even some people still think they are cool, and which also brings us into the main discussion of today. And today we're saying OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, is not and will never be the flex that you think it is. It is not, absolutely not. And this is because I think it's a trend. It's like a couple of years, there's usually this mental disorder that people glamorize and people think it's fun. First, it used to be depression.
Yes,
everyone was depressed. It could be valid, but a lot of people, I'm very sure, were just sad. Really were not depressed.
A lot of people needed money.
I'm not,
I think we have to like put that disclaimer.
Exactly. We're not saying it's not, oh Jesus, no.
But we are not even mental health practitioners
at all.
Any of that. The thing is, depression in its normal sense is a normal thing. Everybody feels depressed at a very certain time, at different times in their lives. But the thing is, at the point of being a disorder, not everybody has it,
and that's what like a lot of people need to know. So before it was depression, then it was anxiety.
Up to now, we are still fighting that.
Everybody's saying, oh, I have anxiety, and then panic attacks. heart palpitations, panic attacks. It is not. And so now it is, I think now is the time for all good old OCD to come on the stage and be crowned
the king
of the trendy disorders, because it feels like that is what is in vogue now.
Yeah.
That is what is in trend now, and that is what is being glamorized now. And OCD is not what it is, not the flex that you think it is at all. I mean, if you see people that have OCD, if you hear stories of people that have OCD, you would pray that you would not even want to pray it on your worst enemy.
No.
You would not want to pray OCD on your worst enemy.
No.
At all.
It's like any other mental health. It's terrible. It is bad.
Yeah.
It is not a flex.
It is not.
It is a problem.
We need to keep hammering
that.
People are fighting.
Exactly.
And that is, you know, being honest, I think that is being insensitive to people that actually go through these things.
And it is quite disrespectful.
Exactly. To people that actually go through these things.
That every single day of their lives. And then you are having like just one
random thing.
And then you are saying, oh, I have OCD.
You're cleaning. Normal thing that every human being should do. And you think, oh, I have OCD. No, you don't. You don't have OCD. And that's insensitive, honestly, to people that actually go through these things. And I think the fact that a lot of people, how would I put it now? A lot of people glamorize these things.
Yeah.
You know, I think it will actually push the focus off the people that actually need help.
Exactly.
From these
that's
things.
The problem.
Mm-hmm. Would take the focus off the people that actually need help. People that should be attended to. Because they need, honestly.
I saw a video on TikTok the other day. I don't know if you've seen this guy that has been trending. He cleans, he does like this a day in my life thing, vlogs. But you know how we have these vlogs in like very fancy homes, everybody looks prim and proper, but his home is like the normal regular middle class home.
Yeah, I think I would like to see that.
Yeah, so he does all of that. So there was this particular video he did where he was cooking. And as he was cooking, he was cleaning, he was, you know, putting the nylons away, he was putting the dirt away, he was washing stuff as he was cleaning immediately. And people were in the comments saying, this guy has OCD,
so imagine. Practitioners diagnosing the poor man.
This guy has OCD, it's so neat. Wow. I'm like, no.
That's another thing.
Brother.
You be neat does not mean you have OCD.
You're
just being a regular, normal, clean human being. It doesn't mean you have.
You're just being normal.
You're
not honestly a dirty person.
No, honestly, nobody should
why
live
then?
That way. So why then do you think you need to attach whatnot? And it's an obsession in your mind that basically transforms into a compulsion. So it's one thing that your mind gets fixated on, and then it goes on, and then you cannot stop thinking about it, and then it stresses you to the point that it becomes a disorder. You just cannot. And then there are different
variations to it as well.
They're like, I think talking about it earlier on, we were discussing about people that they might walking patterns. I have to walk in a certain way, and then they could be walking maybe miles or kilometers, and then they might feel like, okay, they took a wrong step in a part, and they would go back. I mean, to you that doesn't seem, you just move on.
Exactly.
These things are not the way you think it is to
this. I think
people.
One of the most glorified ones in Nigeria is arranging things,
cleaning especially,
you know.
Exactly.
If you arrange something or you straighten
properly
up
organized
job, you are saying, oh, does he have OCD? Does it? No, it's like, and you know, it's really bad. I saw a documentary of a particular lady that she had this yes, people do have cleaning OCD, kind of. Let me call it in quotes cleaning OCD. She always has this compulsion, you know. The is obsessive compulsive disorder, right?
Yeah.
So she's always obsessed with the thought of her being dirty, having germs all around her.
Yeah.
And then the compulsion is having a bath like a million times a day. I'm exaggerating, but like having a bath too much than a regular person. And not just having a bath like more than a regular number, you know, scrubbing your body to the
excessively
point of hurting yourself.
Yeah.
You know, to the point of hurting yourself, having scabs.
And
it
then
is that bad.
You don't get to that level, you don't feel like
you're
clean.
You don't feel like you are clean. there was a particular lady I saw as well, her daughter. You know, she had it to the point that she even affected. She had a very bad relationship with her child. And her daughter had learned to always go and shower. And as she showers, she would just put her clothes on and then like raise her hands up and say, "Mom, can I cuddle with you?"
Oh,
you know,
that's
so emotional. And you are joking and you are there somewhere
exactly.
in
and
your house.
Thinking, you are cleaning thinking, your nasty room.
Exactly. And you're thinking that's OCD.
That's not OCD.
It's a terrible thing. All the things that we see and all the things that we say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all the things that people have made us believe on social media.
Media, exactly.
It is
not trendy. It is being glamorized and it is not it at all.
Mm-hmm.
There's also one video I saw. So this lady, she has OCD. She had a vlog and then a day in my life type of thing. And then in our house, I mean, our house is not all that big. Our room is fairly just moderate.
Yeah.
And then from the door to our room, she has like four different slippers that she would wear.
Mm-hmm.
She feels the one that she wore some steps into our bedroom, she feels she cannot wear that it's contaminated already. So she can't move. She can't go to our kitchen without putting on the specific slippers for the kitchen. Just one slipper and I wear it everywhere I go.
Aside
from my bathroom, but exactly, I still wear.
Sometimes you actually wear your slippers out.
You actually wear it out.
Then click and do this, and then.
And then you put it in. Uh-huh. And then, who has time to be giving you buying for?
You know, the funny thing is, they know that these things they do are silly.
Yeah,
they know
that's
that.
The thing.
And
that's another thing. You don't need to remind. You
exactly.
don't need to tell them. Oh,
so
why are you doing this?
They know that. Oh, sometimes it doesn't really make
sense
in
yeah.
the sense of it. But they would prefer to do something that doesn't make sense, you know, rather than fight that thought all through their day.
Exactly.
Remember that these people have lives as well.
Exactly.
These people are students. These people are mothers. These people are fathers.
Imagine putting
they go to work. You understand?
Routine.
Putting up with that, with your normal that we have, like, the normal in court
exactly.
daily life,
we are
struggling
without
with
any OCD or anything.
Exactly.
Without any allergies.
And then, you know, coupled with OCD and all of that, that is a lot of
it's
problems.
A lot.
It's a lot to deal with.
And it's terrible. And one thing with OCD is, okay, there's always the intrusive thoughts, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And so the intrusive thoughts are that particular thought that just sticks in your head and then never goes.
Mm-hmm.
And then one thing is, a random person can have intrusive thoughts too.
Hmm.
We should know that.
Yes.
A random person can have intrusive thoughts. But then where
the line
it differs
is.
Exactly is that an OCD person will fixate more on that intrusive thought, and then they will keep ruminating over and over. I mean, what will just pop into your head and then 2 minutes after you're half of it, you would not even remember that you thought about it. It doesn't work that way for these people. They go on over and over thinking. They just can't leave it.
And there was a story that came out, I think 2 years ago, about a man. He had the problem with the number 12. He had OCD.
Wow.
And his own intrusive thought was 12. He had to think about the number 12 every single time.
Wow.
So if he's walking, he has to count 12 trees.
Wow.
If he doesn't count, if he doesn't see up to 12 trees, there's a problem.
Oh,
he would have to go back and look for somewhere where there are like trees that are up to 12. So it's a very
now does that look nice?
Does that sound fancy?
Does that sound fancy?
Does it seem like something
you would want to put up with every single day? It is not.
So it's different and it varies and they are like different variations to it, but we are restricted to the knowledge of cleaning. We are restricted to the knowledge of washing,
organizing,
you know, organizing your house, making your house look good is a normal thing. we should normalize
imbibe that. Exactly,
we should normalize that, not, you know, have it what's it called, glorified. I'm cleaning my house now.
I deserve an award. It's your house, I won't clean it for you.
Yeah, I would do that for you.
Exactly.
You have to do it yourself. So we have to like define these things and let people understand that there is a difference between someone suffering from OCD and
we've been misinformed too much.
Exactly.
And that is why, like, we are doing this to let you know. To let you properly know that OCD is not what you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
I reached out to someone. I reach out to people, like if you have OCD stories that you would want to share with me. And so one person reached out to me, and so I would read out his story now. So this person is in his mid-20s. So he said, it started when I was young, about my teenage years. I was really anxious, and it started with the intrusive thoughts, and even my parents thought it was spiritual. When I was 18, I started worrying more about my health. I think everyone has intrusive thoughts, like we said.
Yeah.
But the thing is, an OCD person will fixate more on it than any other person. I could have situations where I'm just looking at someone and I'm thinking, what if they fall? And then it goes on and I keep on thinking about that all through. And thoughts like this, I start thinking, maybe I'm thinking things like this because I'm a bad person. Maybe because I want to hurt people. And then I remember hearing a popular motivational speaker one time say, your thoughts are who you are, and that triggered another obsession. I mean, if my thoughts are who I am, it seems like me thinking about hurting someone means I'm definitely a terrible person. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I was so scared about the fact that I might hurt my family because I was thinking things, and then I knew I had to go to school very, very far away from them. And so I thought if I was far away, I would not be able to hurt them. When I told my family that I was going to study in the north, and this person is from Nigeria, if you're from Nigeria, the north, exactly, the northern part of the country. So the person said, when I told them I was going to study in the north, it was crazy. So people should not go thinking OCD is a trivial thing. It is not. It affected my relationships with my family and even my friends. It still is till now. I'm getting better now, and it's a process. And I believe I'm getting there. So
yeah,
that is exactly. I'm really happy for this person. I'm really happy for him. The fact that, you know, he's getting it's, of course, he did also mention the fact that it is a process.
Yeah.
And then another thing that also stuck out to me here is he said he remembered hearing a popular motivational speaker saying that your thoughts are who you are. And I think that would lead us into the next thing that we'll talk about. Your thoughts are who you are. I mean, to some extent, I would say, okay, I think the context in which that person was saying this is what would determine. But this is someone that has this disorder that they basically just pick up anything and then it sticks in there. Exactly. I mean, you, if let's say if they bring the motivational speaker to him and then he tells the person that, okay, what you said that time, one time like that, it actually triggered me. I'm sure the person would be like, I did not mean it to be that way. Exactly. Who would have known? But so that is the way this thing goes for these people. I mean, he was already thinking about, he was thinking one day and then he thought, oh, what if this person falls? Actually, I think things like that pop into my head sometimes.
Exactly.
I can be carrying a baby and then I get scared about the fact that, what if I drop this baby? His mother is going to kill me. And so imagine an OCD person thinking, I'm very sure for a very, very long time they would avoid ever holding
a
baby.
Yes, yes. I saw a particular video of a lady that said she would never
imagine
ever walk like 2 feet
imagine
close to a baby.
Imagine.
Because she would think of different things. She would think,
what if the baby falls?
Exactly.
What if I'm feeding? What if it chokes?
Punching the baby?
What
or
if, exactly.
And she knows deep down that she would never hurt a baby.
Exactly. That's
she
the
knows
thing.
Deep down that she would never hurt anybody.
That's not us speaking. That's the OCD
speaking. So there's a point where they say, oh, this is not me speaking. This is the OCD.
I mean, and this is the person, I mean, your thoughts are who you are. And then the person had been thinking about not so nice things before. And if not, I think if not for the OCD, possibly would not have been fixated on that thought. And now
we've heard that that quote, you know,
exactly. Your thought, exactly. I mean, it actually makes sense. So your thoughts are who you are, but this coming to hitting
exactly
the wrong audience, hitting the wrong audience.
So I think it boils down to the fact that anything can be a trigger.
Anything can be a trigger. I mean, this triggered him to. He had to move away from his family.
That
he went to study in the north. Because he did not want
that must
to
be very hard.
I mean, and I'm very sure he said, okay, he affected the relationship between with his family. Friends. I'm very sure when he went to maybe the north, he stopped communication with them because maybe he thought I would be protecting them if I do not talk to them. And you
and
know, things like that. They would misunderstand him. They would think just doesn't care about us. But he actually, I mean, in his own mind, he's protecting you.
In his defense. Because,
I'm trying to protect you. That is why I am living thousands of miles away, living just so I do not do anything
to
hurt you.
I love.
Everything I love. So OCD, please, over and over again, it is not the flex that you think it is. So whatever thought you've had in your mind about OCD before, please take it out right now. Thank you very much.
You know, the thing is, you might not even have to like totally cancel it out, because it is possible that someone actually does have OCD, and then it has even left.
True.
Do you know that? It is very possible that the person does not have those triggers anymore. You know, as children, we have like very weird stuff. Even processes. If you live in an African home, you know, there are points where you will lock the door and then your mother will ask,
exactly,
have you locked that door?
Go and lock it again.
You know you've locked the door, but then in your mind, you're like,
if you don't go, you are in problem.
You're in a very big
problem. You are disobeying.
And then it over time becomes... A
to double check
it on, like, you, it becomes, there are sometimes I go and check the door like 3 times.
Exactly.
I would have slept, you and know, I would have been on my bed and then just wake up and just go to the door and check
see.
Again.
Okay, it's locked.
And it's locked. I mean, and before that time, I would have done that like 2-3 times
already.
You know, already. So, you know, all those things, I don't think those ones necessarily are OCD.
Exactly.
It's just circumstances that have tagged a lot. Plus, we are in Nigeria. We live in a state that is very insecure.
Insecure,
and
exactly.
And then you have to be very sure that you have locked your door.
And overlocked it.
Over-locked
even
it.
The ones that you locked, they can open it.
Now imagine. Exactly. So, I think all of that, it all boils down to the fact that there is a difference. There is a very clear difference.
Yeah.
There's a difference between being sad and being depressed.
Depressed, yeah.
There's a difference
between moody and being depressed.
There's a difference between being agitated and being anxious. There's a difference between being concerned and being being anxious. So
yeah, exactly.
There's a very clear difference in
between those
all these things, just as we have for OCD as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, interesting facts. Okay, so I said that would lead us into talking about the impact of public figures in spreading this misinformation, because they do not realize how wide their influence is.
Our celebrities.
So sometimes in January, if you're Nigerian, I think you should know this person. So she's a reality TV star. Nengi Amson. Oh, that's an interesting name. Amson. Is that her actual name?
So
wow, that's interesting.
She has a very
funny name. She has, honestly, it's really nice, but what she said was not nice anyways. So she went to the streets of the internet this early Sunday morning, and then she took her phone and she tweeted, "My OCD got me cleaning my kitchen at 3 a.m shaking my head," and I really did shake my head for her, because oh my god,
no.
"My OCD got me cleaning my kitchen." Your whose kitchen would you clean?
Mine.
Is it mine? "My OCD got me cleaning my kitchen at 3 a.m. shaking my head," and a bunch of like
comments
on that we would love to honestly read out for you. Okay, there's one here. Someone said, "If you truly have OCD, as you said, you would not wait till 3 a.m. to clean your kitchen."
Exactly.
ASAP. You would do it
exactly.
Instantly. You would not wait till 3 a.m.
You would have done like you would,
immediately.
Do you know how much they fight their thoughts?
Exactly.
Like
it cannot. So that thought cannot be in your head
till 3 a.m.
10 p.m. 12 p.m. I'd be 1 a.m.
Uh-huh.
2 3 a.m. Nah.
Yeah. You know, they did maybe it was insomnia. Maybe you could not
honestly
find that, like, just
do something
and get your brain engaged.
You don't have OCD
not necessarily OCD.
Someone said, "We didn't see this OCD part of you in BBN though." Or is it a recent development?
It could be, you know
okay,
that
true,
because I got to study a little bit on it,
okay,
and read wide and all of that. It could be
we harm ourselves with a lot of information to come here to talk to you guys.
There's some people I remember, there was this particular lady, she had an accident,
okay,
and immediately after that accident was when she started seeing the symptoms of OCD. She had lived 27 years of her life before she started seeing any sign of OCD at all.
Okay.
There was this particular guy. The trigger was his mom's death.
Wow.
After his mom died, that was when the thing started. And that was like 60 years. He was already over 60. I think it was well into 60, around 66 or so, before the thing started.
So it has
for
no
him.
Age
so
barrier.
It has no age barrier, actually. It's possible that.
But this one from R. You don't have OCD. Someone said, so, and this is why we're saying that public figures, you say you're an influencer, you should actually be much more careful about
what you put out.
What you put out, because you do not realize that you can misinform people. So I mean, this clear misinformation got someone else to comment and say, OMG, I thought I'm the only one. I'm cleaning right now and prepping my kids for school.
Yeah, just being a mom.
Exactly.
You're just being a mom. You have to just normal. Take care of your kids.
That's just normal. Like, you're just being.
You can imagine if I go meet my mom to say, "Mommy, you have OCD."
Oh my god! Like,
because she took care of me.
Exactly. That's just normal. Nah. I thought I'm the only one. No, I'm claiming, and that's the thing. Assuming this person had the right information, the person would definitely not have said this.
Exactly, she would not.
But because the person that was supposed to be in that position where you share accurate information, you're actually the one that is misinformed. Do you have a comment there?
Yes, this person says, being neat isn't OCD. That you like your things a certain way doesn't mean you have OCD.
Preach.
It isn't a fancy trait, you just exhibit.
Thank you.
OCD is a disorder, a mental illness that messes up people's lives, and there are different forms. Definitely not an illness you want to claim. Please.
So it is not the flex that you think it is. I rebuke it for you. Because you cannot say it. I am doing it as a cheerful giver and a cheerful neighbor.
You know, for everyone that has probably thought in their minds, it is not something, it is more serious than we think it is. Yeah. It is very acute. It is very, very terrible.
It's not it. One person said, my friend who had OCD left the middle of an exam to return home because he thought he left the gas cooker on. This was after returning home thrice to confirm the gas wasn't on before the exam started. That. Now imagine how
so sad.
This is really sad. So do you really want to claim something like this? He had gone three times already to check.
You can imagine him failing that exam.
I'm very sure there's the high chance that he's going to fail.
Especially in Nigeria, where we do not
nobody
knows about these things.
Exactly. Because they don't really have the proper information about it.
I mean, if it were to be like a place where these things were put in consideration, I mean, before he entered the school, there was a form that it would fill
exactly. You see that, okay,
he had necessary preparations for him, you know, to
honestly, it is terrible.
It is a big problem.
Imagine how this would even feel like to the people around him. He had gone three times already. I'm sure, okay, the first time he went, they were like, oh, go and check.
Yeah.
The second time, like, did you come back from checking?
From checking, yeah.
What else are you still going to do? I'm sure he would not have wanted to seem crazy to them. He might have given them a different excuse. And then, okay, that is permissible. He goes the second time. And then he comes back again. And then he says, I still think this gas cooker is on. You just went two times already. Imagine what the people, and if the people around him are not nice people,
imagine
the things they would have said. Imagine the looks they would have given.
Just imagine the conflict in his mind.
He's
arguing and fighting himself.
Before he could even stand up to say, let me go and check it again,
there would have been a back and forth
in his mind. So going the fourth time to actually go and check,
that's a lot.
And for him to have gone the first time, second time, third time, missing, it possibly will still go again.
It would.
I'm sure he just wants to get that exam done.
Or just even just go back inside and say, I'm not doing the exam again. I imagine.
Honestly, it is a terrible thing.
So someone said here, my OCD, like saying a personal gift. Madam OCD means you are meant. This is actually very cruel though.
This brain is not nice.
This is not a flex. Is not no nice. Go sleep. Now village people wake you up to clean kitchen.
Honestly,
this might not be like a very like nice
way to put it.
But the thing is, it is not a fancy thing that you would say, oh, my OCD.
Imagine my OCD, like my purse, my car, house,
my malaria. Does it actually even sound nice? My malaria.
It doesn't.
Nah.
Because that's exactly the same thing that you're doing. That is exactly what you're doing. So it is OCD is not what you think it is. Please.
Being clean, being super organized doesn't mean you necessarily have OCD. I don't know. There's a content creator that I really fancy, Jackie Aino.
Yeah.
Jackie Aino is very organized. I love her. I love her so much because she's so organized. She has her things so prim, I'm proper. She organizes her perfumes. Our pantry is so neat. She has this, and funny thing, she has like a very white house, right? Wow. So, to maintain that takes a lot of work.
A lot of work.
And she does this works herself. She cleans, there's the way she lays her bed, like hotel style. Wow. You know, that doesn't mean she has preferences. You know, like for people that grew up a certain way, and probably were not exposed to these luxuries. When you have the chance to experience these luxuries, you want to take care of these things, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So I don't think that is OCD. The Kardashians, for instance, Kourtney Kardashian has the... Khloe has the most organized pantry that I have ever seen.
In my whole life.
You know, when she moved houses and then she did a tour of her house, I saw that particular pantry and how she organized everything. Everything was like color organized. There were tags, everything.
Wow.
It does not mean
you have OCD.
She has OCD.
Now imagine if she comes and she says, because of that thing, imagine if she says she just passes it somehow, maybe not even actively put it out, that she has OCD.
And then people deduce that from it.
That, okay, to do something like this, that means it is a pointer.
Someone because OCD. That manner, they would carry it everywhere.
They will carry it everywhere. Because, and this is why we're saying, if you're in a position of influence, and honestly, I think it's not until you have like a million followers on your socials, wherever you are, I'm very sure you have, even if it's just on one person, I'm very sure you have an influence. I'm very sure you have an influence, which is why we need to honestly harm ourselves with a lot of information in this generation, in this era, and which is a flaw for our generation Z, because we like to believe that we know
and we don't like to be caught
on fresh. Honestly, we don't like to be caught on fresh.
So when things come our way, you did not know this thing before, you're like, I know.
What do you mean?
You don't want to be that person that does not know. So you would want to follow along and join the train, which is really bad. It is okay not to know.
Honestly,
it is okay to know for the first time. You know, today, it is okay to know that this thing is not a flex.
Honestly.
And stand with it. I think it is more of a flex to know that it is not a flex.
Exactly. preach. That's really good. Yeah, exactly.
So you should be that person that educates people and make them understand that, no, I don't think this thing is the way you think it is. You know, maybe you should probably research more to know.
Proper information.
If you do have it, maybe you should seek help.
Definitely.
And not just
think that
my OCD. You
like
know,
it's
maybe
your,
you really do need help
it's your
and you
private
need, and there are a lot of something. Resources out there.
Which is you know, which would also bring us to the fact that, so according to the statistics actually, I think like 20-30% of Nigerians are battling with one mental health disorder, one or the other. And I think now the narrative is actually changing now. But before, I'd say years back, there really wasn't like adequate information.
It wasn't even a
about,
topic.
It was honestly, it wasn't
was
a, topic.
A topic.
It was never a topic.
You would like, never see it
mental,
anywhere.
If you say mental, seems like they would think you're talking
once
about.
Once you say mental health, you're talking about the
psychiatric,
man on the streets.
And that is not it. And so I think I would really give, like you said, give a shout out to some
mental health organizations
and you know, I think, okay, that's another thing I think we should actually put it out there too. If you have any mental health
related
or anything, even if you do not know which you have or you feel like it's something bothering you, there are organizations there that you can definitely reach out to. There's Mentally Aware Nigeria, you can reach out to them. There is
Asido. I don't know if it's pronounced,
we don't know if it's Asido or Asido, but Asido Foundation.
Yes.
You should definitely reach out to them too. Honestly, like,
and they are doing so well. They are doing a lot of good work out there. Before, you would not even have
any information,
exactly,
anything,
and you would not even have that much help. But a lot of people are volunteering, a lot of people
exactly.
want to help people. So now we have the resources, why not grab it? Why
grab
not reach
it, exactly.
out to
And then, honestly, I think these are the things that we should actually be using the internet for, not just commenting what is not
and pushing what is not,
and pushing what agenda, an agenda that is not cooking what is not,
and not even hurting people more,
and exactly with your not
because
so
it does,
nice.
It does so much harm.
Than
misinformation does so much.
Misinformation does so much harm. I mean, imagine the person that said, "Oh, I'm even cooking now. I'm prepping my kids." You're just being a normal human being, woman. a normal human being. I mean, like, how is that even OCD?
I can imagine her being in like a mom group.
And she says and something. She like, say that, and I know this is the crazy thing about like information. Mm-hmm. This is the crazy thing about it. She got that. If she does not go back to check the comments on that tweet to see that people actually say that OCD Courtney.
Yeah.
You know, she would definitely carry it. That knowledge, that information, which is wrong by the way, and then go to say a discussion comes up with any of our people, and then she puts it out there. She tells them, what a polo CD.
Our children,
exactly. The kids. And then the kids take that and then go to their school
and fly with
to their friends.
Well,
and then it's a circle
it just
that
keeps
never
going. And everybody's like,
honestly,
carrying OCD on
that. I think that is possibly how it got to be this trendy.
Definitely.
How we started to be this trendy.
You know it, you'll see merch and clothes everywhere.
Exactly. Oh my God, please.
You know how people are, I understand that people are now accepting their bodies and all of that and like looking a certain way and all of that. And then people are now like tagging it, which is good. Like you have them have clothes to express all of that. Yeah. Who knows? They might start putting that out for OCD people
OCD
that
people.
Don't necessarily even
have, OCD.
Have anything close to it.
OCD.
You know,
it is not
saying, do you know everybody in my family actually has OCD?
Bro. OCD, do you?
And then there's that this competition. Shane says that my brother's on his own.
Who's of our past?
No, now.
It is not it. It is not the flex that I think it is. It is not cool. I do not pray it on my worst enemy. I do not pray for you. Ever. So do not claim it. And we need to also need to understand that, you know, putting this out there is like to inform people, to inform you, and then for all people that actually go through these things, people that actually have OCD, to understand the fact that you're not alone.
You're not
in it. You're not alone. You could reach out to a trusted person actually, which is why, you know, I think I put out I volunteer for an organization. I volunteer for money, actually. And so I wrote up a content some times ago. And then I said, I wrote out, you know, reach out to someone close to you. And then my team lead actually brought to my attention. And he said, I think you should change that. And to me, I felt, of course, reach out to someone close to you. Seems like it now. And he said, no. Rather put reach out to a trusted person
close to you.
Because, I mean, you could reach out to someone that would misinform you the more and tell you
or
make you feel bad about yourself.
So I have a similar story to that. And there was a particular time I was going through something, and I can never forget that particular instance, and I felt, this person is close to me, let me talk to him. And then I opened my heart and said all my problems.
Drop the person's address. We're marching there right now. We're stomping that place.
And then I said everything. I was like, your psychiatry problem is not my problem, you know.
Wow, that is.
And
that was really harsh.
So, and I felt in my mind, no, this person would
nah,
know.
That was really
a solution. So, and it actually even worsened the situation
at that time. That would even make it more hard to
reach out because you'll be so scared.
I mean, look at how bashed you got the first time.
It was. So I wanted to melt.
Wow, but that is
just melt inside the glass.
And please, honestly, like, let's try to do better.
Be nice,
honestly. You might not you might not have the solution. Mm-hmm. You might not have the solution. But the way you approach situations sometimes, there was a particular time I reached out to someone about something. The person honestly did not have the solution about it, but the person was like, okay, I think, we would sit down together and we would look for a way to address this thing. The person did not have the solution at hand, but then the person was welcoming.
Yeah.
Made me realize that, okay, calm down.
That's
we're
difference.
Actually going to do this. Mm-hmm. So, and as much as possible,
let's
I tried
join
to
on
be
this
that.
Together.
Exactly. Someone has shown me that kindness before. I tried to, you know, replicate the same to people. So you should know that, honestly, in any situation, just try to be better human.
And in Nigeria, we have this thing where if someone is going through a problem, we always feel like we have a bigger problem.
Suffer pass.
So
suffer pass.
Someone
you.
Is telling you.
If you see what happened, that one is more.
See, keep whatever has happened to
so you.
So you
just
now,
zip it
and listen.
Exactly.
Listen more.
Listen. That's it. We should
really
be
really
active listeners more than we are talkers.
You know,
I think we are a lot of talkers.
Exactly.
We talk too much. Just listen. it's not a suffering battle.
No.
Oh, my own OCD is more than your own. Why would I
at the end of the year they won't say, oh, first position
first,
oh,
exactly.
No.
Who suffer pass? Nobody's going to do that. Nobody's going to do that. So honestly, let's try to like do better as humans.
Be better people.
Be better people. That's the mantra. Be better people. And understand that you, as you know, you're going through whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You're not alone. And reach out to a trusted person.
Yeah.
And then look at the ground before you leap. Look at the person that you're going to meet before you give them, talk to them about it.
Yeah. And there is hope.
And there is hope, honestly. Even if you go meet someone and then the person did not do as you expected, trust me, the world is not filled with,
I mean, look at the person like that shared this story.
Exactly. This is someone that shared his story.
He mentioned it that he's actively working on
being
so
better.
I feel that is
and I'm very sure people helped him.
Yes, exactly. He did not just get there. So please
help.
There are people, the organizations.
I mean medically
exactly. There are lots of things that can be
and
done.
I think as a student, if you have a student, that's another thing I think should be done. If you're like in a student body,
yeah,
I think student bodies should have things like that. Maybe an help line or something,
yes,
that you
yes.
can, I mean, maybe one of the executives in your student organization,
support groups,
exactly, that you could just reach out to. I mean, having what's it called,
they actually do have that in UI.
Okay, that's really good. That's really, really good. I mean, I think it's something that schools should have. Yeah. Maybe faculties should have that.
Apart from just having it, there should be more noise about it.
Yes,
so it's not
it should
just
be exactly. I mean, some people we might not know that.
No, yeah,
it really exists.
There should be a lot of noise about it. Just like we know that there is an health clinic somewhere.
Exactly, health clinic.
Exactly.
Yeah, health organization somewhere. And honestly, just try to be a better person.
Yes,
in general.
You know, I think it comes to that point where you are tired of it. You
exactly.
know, of one of the endings of like the two documentaries I saw recently about OCD, those people got to that point in their lives where they're like, see, I'm not doing this thing with you. You cannot rule my life. I still have control over my
messes,
life.
It is
terrible. And you know, one of the
life.
Very terrible things is that these people are children.
That's the thing.
Children of 9,
that's
10 years.
Imagine.
I cried. I am a dandy. I cry a lot, but this one was really emotional because I could see the pain those children were fighting. It was like they were fighting demons.
Wow.
And you know how we have it in Nigeria here, and they're like, I emotion be no
money.
Maybe a lot of these children are actually going through all of that. But they got to those children at that point. I think the oldest as at that time was maybe 13. It got to the point where he said, see, I'm not doing this thing with you anymore.
Oh, and that,
I
that
have
is,
my
that
life. And that is like, you can imagine
that's
the kind of maturity he has even gone through.
Exactly.
The kind of process he has
at that
gone
age.
Through. It's like, I have my life to live and
not
I'm not doing this
for
with
me.
You. It's still there, but I am seeking help and I'm fighting it.
And I'm
so
getting
please,
better.
Please, I beg
honestly,
you,
please.
It is not a flex.
OCD is not the flex that you think it is. It is not.
Don't glorify
it.
It is not
the ulcer that we wanted to have when we were little. It was not the allergies that we wanted to have that we actually see. It was not the glasses that we wanted to use that
or
we see
asthma.
Exactly. Or the asthma that we wanted to have. It is not it. It goes way deeper than that. So I think that's our two-piece.
Yes.
Honestly, it was really... this is a therapy session for me. Me, myself.
Yes, it feels good actually talking about it because you yourself, watching the videos and trying to research, I got so enlightened. And
exactly,
like,
that's the thing. And that's the thing that you should be on a constant journey to enlightenment. Mm-hmm. You should be on a constant journey to know more. You should thirst for knowledge. You should thirst to know more. Honestly.
See, it is okay not to know something and just zip it.
Exactly. And then go search it out. Go find it out. Do you know this thing?
And then educate people.
I actually don't know it though. Mm-hmm. And then another thing, if people don't bash them because they don't know it.
Yeah.
There was a point you didn't know it too.
Two.
Exactly. So it's tit for shit. Is it tit for tat? That tit for I don't think I that's tit for See
you know, I remember there was a particular time I never knew as much as an English person as I would try to be. I never knew that the word content did not have s, like there was no plural for like
content,
like is there is nothing like contents. I just got to
that's
know
another
that.
Thing to learn.
I just got to know
and
that last year.
Wow.
And that was like this, that was August. Wow. Yes, I just got to know that in August. I did not even like
I am today years old when I found that out.
So I never knew that. And then I did not say, oh, I knew that already. If I had,
wow,
had you that would particular, not have I would
known.
Never,
yes, and I would not have known.
Exactly. It was See? Somebody that just pointed it out. I was like, oh, no, do you know that it's actually plural and singular, I'm and singular rather at the same time. You know, time. You don't have to put an S to.
I think the same, so same also applies to stuff.
Stuff, yeah, exactly.
Stuff is stuff, please. It is not stuff.
I got to know that one in like secondary school.
I also got to know that in secondary school. It was actually one of my friends. It was one of my friends. That's it, Raman. It was one that was just, we're just talking that day, and he was like, Debbie, I found out something. I'm like, okay, what's it? Do you know stuff actually, the plural rather, of stuff is still stuff? And I'm like, ooh. And I actually did go to check it out myself, and I discovered. And yeah, there is still a lot of people that actually say stuff. Please, it is
so
not stuff.
It's always good to learn.
Honestly, every
if I
your
don't
name,
know it, someone would tell me,
journey.
And then would move on with life.
Exactly. I mean, that's another thing harder to me. I didn't know that before. Mm-hmm. I know it now. I do not know contents. There's no content. Table of contents. Exactly. Table of contents. It's not table of contents.
It's content. Do you know it? It's just dawning.
Exactly. It's just dawning on me right now. Like, honestly, like, see. This is knowledge, like, and it's
so
it's
small things like that.
Small things like that.
They apply to the big things as well, as like well. Mental health and other things.
And
so
things.
Seek help. Seek help. Learn.
Seek knowledge.
Seek
try
knowledge.
To learn. I mean, you Read. Hear them saying, talking about this one. Don't try to be woke.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to be woke. Don't try to be trendy. Don't try to say, oh, I want to say, of course, I want to say that too. No,
it's
actually,
really messy.
Just...
It's really messy and dumb when I see someone that tries to be woke and actually isn't.
Yeah,
like it's a very very
I call it ignorant yet loud.
Yeah,
ignorant yet
it's
loud.
A very big turn off for me when I see someone that is
it hurts
trying
me.
To appear woke but
and
isn't
it's
really
all just
woke.
Wrong
and I like it when someone is not trying so hard to be woke and he or she knows that, oh, I'm not
you would
woke.
Actually seem woke
exactly.
In my eyes.
that's the thing you would seem woke because you're trying to learn, because you're trying to, oh, I did not know that before. Tell me more about it. You are my kind of person.
Honestly.
You are my kind of person because...
It's just normal.
I know that you want to learn and I know
exactly.
That you are... Me too. I want to learn. You know, I'm always open to like learning things and I'm not a perfectionist. I don't know everything. I know I still have some things
exactly.
that I don't know yet.
A lot actually.
You know, a lot
I mean,
of things. So, you
if
always
I knew
learn.
All the things, I'll possibly be in a box right now. But I don't.
Exactly. So... Even Elon Musk said does not know
it
everything.
It doesn't know everything. You get like it's an endless, endless journey.
Yeah, you always learn.
You always learn.
It doesn't
so,
know Mala. So you always learn about new things.
So you always learn. So always be on like up on your toes to actually know more. Out. You heard about a mental health disorder or something, a condition. Don't just take it like that.
Read about it yourself.
You never know. You could help someone.
Yeah.
And you never know.
Filmmakers, you know, media people, try. Research.
Please, research before putting things out.
Read.
You are in... I don't know. Well, I would say to a large extent, they have a wide range of influence.
Yeah.
More than I would say I do. Exactly. I mean, they are reaching... wide number of people,
I think that's the problem with media. A lot of people think, oh, I don't have that much.
Oh, that's true.
Even if I have 35 followers on my Instagram,
that's 35 people
exactly
that have been hit with the right information.
Do you know if 35 people sit here, that's a large number
actually,
like
yeah,
it's going to
true.
Get crowded.
That's really true,
you know,
actually.
If they walk into a room, that's like a lot of people.
And also I think we should also try to correct people too. I mean, look at under Nengi's tweets.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody don't be a blind follower.
Yeah.
Don't just imagine if everybody just said, "Oh, I'm prepping my kids."
Yeah.
If everybody was a kid prepper at 3 a.m. and then nobody came to say, "No, that is wrong."
That is yeah.
That is not. And also, if you be nice in the way you say it, actually,
yes,
that is wrong. You know, this is not the way it's. This is not what
how
OCD is. This is not how we should be. Honestly, I think it just. Honestly, knowledge is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge is
we just
attractive.
Have to help ourselves. That's what mm-hmm. you think. And that's what we are doing here. We have to
exactly.
help
we have to help ourselves.
We are not bashing you. We are not.
We're not bashing you.
Even if you've done it before, we forgive you.
Exactly.
Go and sin no more.
We all have Igbai more.
Go and sin no more.
Exactly.
Go and learn.
Go ye into
yes.
the world and spread the right gospel. Spread the right gospel, please.
You know.
Exactly.
Visit libraries. Open books.
Books.
Watch
I think
videos.
What we're losing. As a generation, we're losing our thirst for reading.
Mm.
We're not really reading anymore.
We want fast knowledge now.
With, exactly.
People want to sit down and read.
I mean, I was... honestly, see, even other, if you don't want to do... I understand some people are not really that book inclined, mm-hmm. or... Just okay, the internet is there.
Yeah.
Whatever knowledge you want to get, even if it's fast.
Bro,
just make the conscious effort to actually find that knowledge.
You'll be shocked.
You'll be shocked at the things that you know that you will find out.
Not everybody is a book person, actually.
Not everybody can be a book person. So whatever medium that you are.
Encyclopedias.
Oh my god. I actually just got into another phase, actually.
We really
I just got into another phase. I'm crunching Smithosan. That's the name. I'm actually crunching it right now, it's interesting. It's suiting me honestly. Like, there's so many things I know right now. I'm really excited about the things I know, mm-hmm. honestly. So it's this generation.
It's a better flex to know.
It's a better flex to know. Knowledge is attractive.
Mm-hmm.
It is. You look good in my eyes where you know. You don't humble.
Your respect.
Exactly. Your respect. You respect, honestly, it's not the audio spec that people are looking for. This is real spec. I mean, so please arm yourself with knowledge. Like, there's so many ways to get information now. Just try to get information, and remember, OCD is not the flex that you think it is. You know, try to help someone out there. Try to be nice, be kind to people, help someone out there, and honestly, you want to be a better place.
And if you do have OCD, or if you have symptoms and signs,
or any other mental health disorder, reach out. We mentioned Acido Foundation because we don't know how it's pronounced, but it's ASIDO. You could just search them online, and then there's Mani, Mentally Aware Nigeria.
Just go online,
you would see. That's for Nigerians. Mm-hmm. I'm sure people listening that are not in Nigeria,
there are apps now where you can sign up. I mean, we can pay for normal Spotify and all
Netflix.
So you should be able to do this. Put your mental health as a priority.
And
you can just subscribe to a therapist online
and
have conversations with people that know, and not just like
random people that would feed you with what is.
It is a better world now.
Honestly, just making a conscious effort. It's just making the effort. That's the thing. Just making the effort, whatever it is, and it's good. And it's a really nice conversation. Right. Like, I'm really glad we got to do this today, and like, we really got to share this with
you. I'm super excited. I've made it. I've made it. I am on deep dive.
Oh my god. I mean, this is
a huge man. Of me.
Honestly, and thank you so much. Like, thank you so much for staying to this moment. Yeah. Like, for the months of breaks that I took, thank you so much. Like, I really can't say how grateful I am. I mean, I have people still reach, and it was a particular day. Someone actually reached out to me from Spot, because on Spotify I put links to my socials.
Oh wow.
And this person is not in Nigeria.
No.
I'm serious. Like, this person is not in Nigeria, and the person reached out. And I really did like this of your episode, and I don't know if there are new episode out yet, and I feel super guilty. And it's this exam, it's not as bad. You don't want to put things out.
You know, it's legit giving celeb. It's giving celeb.
Oh my god! I hope you guys are thinking the same too. I hope you're thinking the same. Honestly, so like, thank you so much, like, for sticking till this moment.
Yes,
honestly.
Thank you for really, listening.
Really, thank you for listening. Like, thank you, honestly, like, for sticking through till this, from the start of this episode, actually, to the end. Thank you so much. We absolutely appreciate you.
Yeah, we do
not take it for granted. And
Hey guys, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Now let me explain to you. One, Anchor is totally free. You do not have to pay any money at all. You don't have to pay to any hosting provider at all. It's totally free. And also, Anchor has creation tools that help you record and edit your podcast all from your phone. It also distributes your podcast to different listening platforms, all from Spotify to Google Podcasts to Apple Podcasts. Anchor distributes your podcast for you. You also will be able to, you know, make money from your podcast, all with no minimum listenership at all, all on Anchor. So all you have to do is just download the Anchor app on Play Store, or you go to the website and you sign up. All you have to do is just download. Thank you once again for joining me on today's episode, and please continue to share, continue to listen, continue to, you know, share the goodness to other people to enjoy from it as well. And if you're listening on Spotify, you could interact. Yeah, there are questions, probably whatever you feel. There's a comment box, yeah, on Spotify. Like if you're listening on Spotify, there's a comment box that you can drop whatever it is on. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review after. It's going to go a long way into helping me and helping this podcast. Thank you. And every other listening platform, that on Google Podcasts, on Anchor, whatever, you know, listening platform that you're listening, streaming on, I really appreciate it. I thank you. Continue to share, continue to listen. Stay blessed, and blessings.